describe just the feeling of getting your first celebration?
It's awesome. Yeah. It's a great feeling to know that I'm able to get to be successful out here, and kind of after the two semi-rough, not necessarily rough starts, but kind of starts to get my feet wet and then kind of build off of that. Today was, it was awesome.
Looks like I saw a lot of Canning jerseys in the crowd. Do you have a lot of friends and family here?
I don't know if they're Canning jerseys or not, what's on them, but yeah. There's a lot of family and friends out here, so I know everyone that's close and knew I was pitching. I think they tried to make their way out.
Oh, good.
My dad is here, yeah, so I'll have to go out and talk to him a little bit. Yeah, no, it's special to do it on Father's Day. It's great. I'm happy he was able to be here, and I'm sure he was nervous as can be too. He's a nervous wreck when it comes to that. So, it's awesome to have that support and to be able to do it today of all days.
Has he been a nervous wreck your entire career when you're watching it?
More or less. Yeah. When he has little zero control out of it, he tends to just. If he can pace, he's a little better, but if he's stuck in the seat, I don't think he's as good.
Jared, you pitched yourself in and out of trouble a lot today. How much of an important step is that for you in just your whole process to not just get into those problems, but get out of them?
Yeah, I mean, today there's a couple of close pitches I thought could have been called that kind of got me into those situations, and I made some pitches later on and was able to get ground balls and keep the lead runner from advancing for most of the part. And it helps knowing that I can do that and get the ground balls I need and get the outs I need without giving up the runs.
It seemed like the changeup was a pitch that was able to get a lot of weak contact.
Yeah,
changeup
was probably the best pitch for soft contact today. The fastball was good, like I said earlier, with others. It was good, but later on it kind of lost it a little bit. So I just had to kind of grind and make the best pitches I could with when I needed to.
Jared, it's quite a journey to get here. Did you ever make this day like on home?
Oh yeah, there's definitely thoughts of that where you don't know if you're going to get this day or not. And I mean, it was out of my hands other than what I was doing down there. My whole goal was just to do everything I could in my power to be able to get the chance up here.
Did you get to see the public policy growing up at all? Or?
I came here often, yeah. I came to a lot of games growing up, and just it was always a little harder to get here, but it was also the tickets were cheaper, and it was fun. I mean, you could get good seats with just how it was, and it was, I mean, I enjoyed my time.
Any pitchers you liked in particular?
I was a big Zito fan and a big Mark Wolder fan. When Hudson was there too, that big three was kind of awesome.
What would you say was just between maybe this outing and the first two?
The nerves were nowhere near as bad. I was able to read hitters a little more, read some swings, and just make the pitches I need to make. Greg.
GREZ.
Yeah, he coached me often, from little league to high school. He was in some way of being a coach there. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Cool. Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
When you're pitching.